In spite of what you have heard, we're at the height of our powers, atop the tallest of towers.
You'll never stop us.
Take my hand if you trust, and we will do what we must, until it's turning out just like we planned.
We'll find a way so wrong.
The road is long, but our mojo's strong, and unless I'm wrong, and I'm not, we're at the height of our powers.
Newton, Loveless, Lamar, you're surrounded, mostly surrounded by bad guys. You've knocked a few out, tore a head, bit the head off of one, really. A couple are knocked out, one's still getting his pants buckled back on. What do you do?
What kind of weaponry are these robots working with? What kind of, like, anti-personnel sort of features do they have? I mean, it is a butcher's that I would be taking, just to kind of get a feel for.
Yeah, give me a butcher's roll.
Let me see. You know what? Let's just do this Mondo move. Let's do reduce, reuse, recycle. I would like to make a weapon out of this robot's head that I've just torn off and maybe any other kind of materials to construct a weapon, which is a 68 roll.
Yeah, give me a 68 roll to determine
Well, there's only two successes in there, but they are the same number, so that is a cowabunga.
Huge. That is a cowabunga, my dude. So two sevens. What do you want to make out of it? So you have, let's say that it has the capabilities programmed into it for like a taser.
Yeah.
And potentially, let's say, built-in pepper spray, but breath.
Yeah. I mean, a taser definitely sounds better to me. So I'm going to just, you know, work in the gully works of this thing a little bit. And then... let me see. I have one robot on me, and then there's two kind of untouched on the other flank there, right?
Yeah. And if you wanted to incorporate this robot head into your hook and chain.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah, you know what? I'll do that. I'll put it on the end of my hook and chain, turn it into sort of a flail.
Flail!
So I'm going to hit the other two robots with the flail.
Okay, so normally with your signature item, it would be 5d8, but on this roll, attacking the other two, it's going to be a 7.
Well, I guess I have that guy right behind me, and it is the nature of the flail that it goes in a big circle. So can I try and get, like, move here and try and get these three haters?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, here we go. 68, big roll.
Seven.
That's okay. This is, I think, also unprecedented. It's five successes. I do have a 7-7-7 in there.
Oh, yeah. We're going to call this a mega cowabunga. Your flail and chain with the built-in taser just tears these three dudes in half.
These three robot dudes.
Yeah, three robots who do not have souls. So it's totally cool.
I grab the head.
Sometimes on the Adventure Zone, robots do have souls, though, and it's like so confusing. It's like it really is arc by arc. This is why we can't have a multiverse, guys.
Yeah, no, we're too inconsistent.
Because it would be. This is what we need: a multiverse Taz that is just a war over sentience. Yeah. So we align the universes.
So robots with souls versus robots without souls.
Well, universes in which robots are. Decided to have souls versus universes of Taz where they are not.
Oh,
and it's
cool.
Just it's a multiverse battle.
I consider taking the severed robot head off of the end of the chain, but I'm gonna look over at Newton and Lamar and I'm like, do you guys think that this is part of my brand? Or is it too like metal?
It's a little reminds me of something.
I'm realizing how much Axel Isle kind of sounds like a Ninja Turtle. Like if Jeff Daniels was a Ninja
Turtle. That was
Ninja.
Sort
now, what
of
are,
the brief
what's
for
a Ninja
whole
Turtle?
What is a Ninja Turtle?
Yeah, so these are Greenback Guardians.
If I could, in ancient feudal Japan.
All right. Well,
which part of the concept did I lose you? Because if it's not that, it's turtles.
Well, like I can picture a ninja and I can picture a turtle, but ninjas are usually move very quickly like the wind and turtles are notoriously slow. So I guess I'm confused by the meshing of the two
concepts.
I
understand why it is. That's why the it's so edgy.
I'm going to tuck the robot head into my like knapsack. It is. I don't think I can swing around a sever head. That's just not my aesthetic.
It's a little mid-90s.
Lamar, two of the guards are going to take swings at you. So one of those hits can't be defended. There's an eight, but the other two hits are reduced because of your damage reduction.
Okay.
And the second one takes a swing at you. There would be two hits, but your damage reduction stops those. And it is your turn now with these two haters.
It's two damage, right?
Just one. Just one that can't be blocked.
Okay. So how many guards do I have now?
You've got two, one to your north, one to the west.
Okay. It says on Lamar's character sheet that he's real good at flipping.
Real good.
And I notice here that you've written real in, like, capital letters,
yeah.
Right? So what I'm going to do now, what Lamar's going to do, is he's going to flip away from the two guards. He's going to, like, flip between them onto the desk. And the flip that he does is going to be so graceful that it reminds the guards of a sort of like universal nature of aesthetic beauty.
Ooh, okay.
That we can all connect to. And it's sort of like the pursuit of that beauty and the recognition of that beauty. It sort of takes their motivations and holds them up for how sort of like hollow and cheap they are. Because in the face of like that sort of eternal aesthetic beauty.
Now, what I love about the way that sometimes dice tell a story, that is definitely what Lamar has in his head as he coils his muscles and bends his knees to execute this flip. And now I would like you to roll the 68 that he has in flipping to see how it actually turns out.
It's a success. It's not as thunderous of a success as I would have liked for the goal, I will say, Trav. For the goal, I would have loved to see two of the same numbers instead of an 8 and a 5 and many, many failures.
Yes, so he is able to gracefully flip upon the desk, getting past the two guards. And they do take a moment to be like, wow, he's real good at flipping. But then they continue on with their plans. They do, Justin, I'll give you this for a brief second.
So even with a complete success in the goal of impressing them so much with my flip that they stop fighting, even with a complete success, I'm given no more than passing notice.
Here's what I will give you for complete success. You do it so gracefully and easily that it confuses them as to where you have just gone. They've lost track of you for a moment. So now they are still facing the wrong way, facing where you were, and they are now going to be stunned for the next round and not able to.
Hey, guys, I just realized something, dudes.
What's that?
I now have concrete proof that pacifism doesn't work. I did that with perfect success, and I didn't achieve my goals. Guys, pacifism doesn't work!
I mean, I don't want to sort of...
We have concrete proof, dudes! We can both agree that I successfully flipped really great, right?
No, you did. It's
Well, I did a successful flip as good as I possibly could have.
Now,
and I
hold
didn't
on.
Achieve my goals!
Now, Justin, it was not as good as you possibly could
it
have.
It was a success, Travis.
It was a success.
I successfully impressed him with my flip.
But you can get a 70% on a test and still pass, my dude.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Travis, you can have your win, but I'm shifting your narrative,
okay.
Right?
Yeah,
you
no, win, I love it.
But you win, but pacifism in this world doesn't work. You've communicated that to me, okay?
Thank you for clarifying in this world, Justin. I really appreciate your clarification that this is not a reflection of pacifism in our world, but in the world of...
Well, because robots may or may not have souls in our world. Yeah, I'm not going to make that decision.
Newton, you are up.
Who's left among the bad guys?
You have a guard to your north and one a little way away from you who has just finished buckling up his pants. It was such a successful pantsing.
He has really taken his sweet time getting those slack.
It was a good pantsing. Somehow in the pantsing, his pants ended up backwards.
It's a molecular pantsing.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you have two behind the desk. You have the two that were just surprised by the graceful flipping of Lamar. You have two knockdown robots to the north of Loveless.
Okay, I am going to combine. I don't know if you've ever done this. I'm going to combine a skill to pay the bills and a Mondo move.
I mean, the reason no one's ever done this is because it's explicitly not the rules of the game.
Well, I don't see it in front of me. Just hear me out.
Dad's inability to see the rules does not constitute the non-existence of a rule. Dad is doing sort of like Schrodinger's rule.
Also a little bit like a little kid covering their eyes and now you can't see them kind of thing.
Which works. I want...
It does. Oh. Whoa.
Huh.
I'm going to do everything as a playground where if something can be slid on, swung from, climbed up, or otherwise played upon, this guy can do it. I'm going to slide across the desk and kind of leap up and come down on the two stunned guys.
Okay.
And I'm going to yell out a distracting catchphrase.
Okay.
While attacking, to potentially stun them.
So before you give me the catchphrase, I'm going to have you roll the everything as a playground check. Whether you succeed or not, you will still have to say the catchphrase.
I know.
Okay.
All right, so.
Give me the 48, everything's a playground roll.
And we don't have time to shine dice, right?
No, these guys do not need them.
Okay. I have.
Oh, my God.
3 sevens.
Unbelievable. I mean, like, absolutely, I would question roll 20 at this point, right? Like,
No, I know, insane.
It's
because I got a good roll.
I'm screenshot. Nah, Dad, it's not that. 2 triple 7s in the same screen shouldn't happen,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's
the magic of abnormals, my friend.
All right.
So.
Dad.
Yes.
You, it's like your feet are the 90s hit sensation soaps, where your shoes are allowing you to grind on the edge of the desk.
Yeah.
Moving with perfect accuracy, and it's that kind of like we keep doing a close-up shot on you, and even though the desk is only like, you know, 10 feet in circumference, you seem to be grinding on it for a good long time, giving you plenty of time to execute the perfect catchphrase. One way or another, you are going to land on these guys and do some damage to them, but now hit me with that classic catchphrase that's going to seal the deal.
Slides the last second. He kind of bumps with his feet, goes up in the air, comes down on him, shell first, and says, "I'm going to introduce you to Newton's law of gravity."
All right.
Oh, that's so good, Dad. Give me a 5d8 roll for that distracting catchphrase.
Here we go. I predict 5 sevens. And I got a 6, an 8, and a 5.
Yeah, man, with 3 successes, you come down on them hard. Shell first. They were already stunned partially by Lamar's flip and then even more so by your amazing grinding. And then you land on them and they just go flying. The concussive force combined with the amazing catchphrase is not only going to stun them for a turn, but leave them incapacitated. They are now out of the fight, effectively reducing the threat quite a bit. And then the elevator doors open, and some high-tier security guards enter. You see 4 half-man, half-rhinoceros security guards in some pretty beefy combat gear enter into the room via the elevator. And we are going to jump back to Lyle and Roger and Navy.
Did you guys see, like, my closure with my dad? Did you guys see that? Big moment, I thought.
Yeah, man.
You didn't see it. You guys weren't even in there for the.
About the fighting, man, for sure.
We felt it. We felt it in our hearts. Then you finally rose up and became a man, Seal.
Okay. Seal. Well, that's good enough. Yeah. I mean, I guess it was a personal moment.
I remember I could hear everything because, you know, we had our comms on and I, you know, I speak fluent.
Yeah.
No, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, R.
You speak Tim Allen.
I speak Tim Allen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you regret speaking Tim Allen just in general? I doubt there's things in there that human beings were meant to understand.
You know, I think in the Santa Clauses phase, maybe be all right, because that's a little bit
early. Yeah. Okay, as you make your way to the grate leading to the next floor, you can hear voices and like a scent of like disinfectant and like a very industrial kind of sense. If you want to give me a butcher's roll, as I am now considering them to be, anybody can take a peek out through the gate and see what you can see.
Bug eyes.
I didn't mean that to be a rhyming couplet because I love it, Drow.
I didn't mean to be, but I really enjoyed it.
Two successes, a 5 and a 7.
Yeah, with two successes, your bug eyes poke up through the grate there. You can see that you are in a room filled with hexagonal holding cells.
I hate to be Travis, but they do.
Octagonal holding cells. Excuse me, Griffin, you're correct. And you can see only two of them are currently occupied. One contains a fairly rough-looking former RFCE agent, Goshua Darnett. The other contains Chlorophyllis, who you haven't seen in some time.
Oh, jeez, man.
Looking none the worse for wear. There are two guards kind of scratching their head and looking at Chlorophyllis in quite a bit of confusion, their backs to you. What do you do?
Roger is going to try to sneak. Let's see, is there room to sneak behind the container that's holding?
Goshua?
Not to keep. Goshua. Yeah.
No, I mean, not really. The holding cells, it's kind of hard to see on the map, but are like all side by side set into the walls.
All right, guys, quick huddle, right? We gotta leave Chlorophyllis locked up. Right, we can all agree. Well, we can't really talk to her, right? We'll blow our cover.
Well, I feel a sort of moral obligation to sort of give those RCF guys a heads up. I know that they're sort of our enemy right now, but she'll kill them. And it's not even like fun,
in a fun sort of. Honestly, I don't think the kid should have to listen to whatever Chlorophyllis would do
to
this guy.
She is following the rules of like another dimension, and that's.
So we gotta do something for Goshua, though, right?
Yeah, we do at least owe him that.
Okay, Roger's going to rush right at the two guards.
All right.
Okay.
All right. No, hold on. No, wait. Hold on. I gotta understand. So we're like talking and we're like, all right, we got to come up with a plan. And we just watch Roger go, leaps out. Is that? Well, okay, yep, perfect. Cool. I just want to understand, make sure I understood.
He's going to use Scourge of the China Shop in close quarters, whirling like a dervish, wrecks everything.
Okay, sick. Give me
Except
a 5D8
where Chlorophyllis is.
Yeah, she's sealed in the containment unit. Like, you would have to actively work to open that up. Give me a 5D8 roll, Clint.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
How many practice makes perfect points do I get for a 1, a 2, a 1, a 2, and a 5?
Still just the 1 point. You are able to make it over to them without being noticed, but you basically impact one of them, knocking him to the side, and the other one turns on you.
Is he attacking?
Yes, but if there's something quick you want to do...
Yes,
you
there is.
Have a
there is.
Not you. You did your thing.
I just have something to say.
Let him
Okay. Excuse me.
All right.
That's good.
It's good to be...
like it was an accident.
Yeah, that's good, man.
That's two hits, one of which is an 8, which cannot be blocked. So you're going to take a point of damage. And the other one got knocked back, so he's stunned for a second. What about the other two of you?
Are the other cells in this room, are they all shut and locked, does it appear?
Give me a bug-eyed roll to check that out.
Bug-eyed roll coming right up. One success.
They are all shut, but it's unclear to you whether the locks are engaged or not.
All right. I'm going to pop out of the hole and try to restrain the other guard, the one that just attacked. Just sort of wrap my big seal arms around him so that we can have a conversation.
Okay. Give me a bulky boy roll.
Okay. Yeah, I don't really have a ton to help out. No, that's three successes, or three failures. 2-3-2. Uh-oh.
Yeah, you attempt to restrain him, but he turns quickly, doing some tricky maneuvers there, and restrains you.
Oh, God, I hate when they do that.
Oh, I just watched him flip on the map, Trav. That was messed up, man. So unnecessary.
That's to show you that he's like, whoa, ha, whoa, huh? And he's got you now.
Oh, man, it's a shame that there's only two of us who tried to get in here. It's a shame that we're just a pair and we got no one else to help.
I am going to try to stealthily free Goshua Darnett.
Hmm.
Okay.
They're very much occupied. I'm looking for like the big green release button on his cell. I'm going to try to let him out.
Okay, I'm going to give you extreme exfiltration roll. Because this environment is in danger.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
From me.
So that's right 5d8.
I will say it sort of puts it in stark contrast how down on the first floor we are absolutely obliterating a room full of dudes as the Greenback Guardians. And oh, hot. Man.
Man. Yeah, okay. So that's one. That's a triple three.
Triple three.
Triple three and a seven. A seven and a triple.
Three.
Man, good.
And a four.
Good job.
So, with a mixed success, you are able to hit the green button on the exterior of the containment unit to pop open the doors. But in doing so, you are grabbed by the other guard. So now...
Oh, man.
While you are being held, and he's going to attempt to choke you out. Oh, boy.
Jeez. Okay.
Oh.
If you win in I have a Mondo move, Blubber Shield. When in reach of a teammate who has received damage from an enemy, Navy SEAL can place his big body in harm's way, taking the damage himself instead. So I'm just going to slide my own throat into where he... I'll just sort of clamber below Axelisle and pop upwards and put my own throat in where the choking was going to happen.
Okay, great, because that's four damage. You have a damage reduction of one. Thanks to your body armor. So you only take 3 points of damage.
Can I just say, my neck is huge, and it's impressive how you're managing to really get all the way around it.
Thanks.
Hey, I know you've
always... yoga.
Hey, man, I know you've always been self-conscious about your incredible fat neck, and I just want to say, this time, your big fat neck saved my life.
Yeah, Roger, a little help.
You got it. Roger uses his prehensile power and uses his tail to bind the one attacking.
Okay, great. Yeah, give me that roll. That's
3d8. Now I'm getting to figure this game out. Mixed success, an 8 and a 3.
With a mixed success, you're able to pull him away, but he is not restrained. So, Navy, you can breathe once more.
Great.
And Goshua steps out of the holding cell and is going to attempt to clock the guard to the west.
I didn't know which way that was going to swing.
Oh, that is absolutely exactly what I expected from Goshua Darnett. Amazing.
Thanks for that huge... Huge flopperoonie, John.
Yeah, that's three failures. He's going to absolutely whiff. You can see that he is quite the worst for wear. Maybe just a little bit sleep deprived. He whiffs and kind of falls past the guard.
Guys, these two rank and file security guards are absolutely taking us apart.
Upstairs, our elders are laying waste to the stars.
I know.
We're down here like trying to punch the janitor in his stomach and he keeps backflipping over us.
You hear Chlorophyllis say through the bars, do you need some help?
Absolutely not.
I can help
absolutely
you.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
It just
everyone,
looks like you guys are having a really rough time. And
everyone, just look away. And I'm going to try and just like push the guard that is on me backwards, like into the gate, into the door to Chlorophyllis's cell.
Okay.
I'm not going to let Chlorophyllis out, but. I figured,
but you're taking a hit, but you know where a failure's gonna go, Griff. Like,
yeah,
if you whiff.
No, for sure.
Yeah, give me a bulky boy to push that guard back. Or you can do hydro propulsion if you wanna, like.
Oh,
blast
yeah,
him
of course.
That way.
Yeah, I'll just, like, yeah, point the nozzles forwards and
perfect.
Open
yeah,
her
do
up.
You hear the trap he just laid? I cannot believe. Go ahead.
Make your I am roll. Not, Make your I roll. Refuse to let fear guide me in my actions. That's a cowbunga.
Okay. Hachi machi, Griff.
Yeah, with a cowabunga, he blasts backwards into the iron bar door of this containment unit, and immediately Chlorophyllis is on him, and you see from her fingers, like, all of these vines come out and wrap him against the door and kind of lift him off his feet.
I'm really sorry. And it's just, you were really tough, and we couldn't beat you. Honorable warrior.
And even though these vines have, like, completely bound him, you can still hear him, like, muffled from within as she starts to, like, decorate him with little flowers and everything growing. So it looks like he has a smiley face on as he's, like, very clearly upset inside these vines. And you get the distinct impression they're getting tighter.
Phyllis?
Phyllis? I just want to make sure I'm... I want to make sure I'm holding him. And,
got him. It's just, is the trachea an important part of the restraining sort of
Phyllis?
Apparatus?
Just one.
Phyllis, listen.
Yeah.
The kids are listening.
Oh. So I should, like, make it fun?
Painless. Quick and painless. All right.
And consume. Okay. You got to consume the body fertilizer style or don't
do
anything. Or
yeah,
do nothing.
Like, you got to use the whole whole thing, man. Don't let any of it go to waste.
How's the other security guard looking now?
He's freaked out.
Yeah.
Can't imagine why.
And starting to back away.
I have to imagine this is how he thought his day would go.
Yeah. Uh-oh. We can't let him get out of here.
Ooh.
Guys, he's creeping. Someone do something.
I will... okay. I throw Hatchet Man, but first I disconnect the blade and throw Hatchet Man at his legs.
Is it just a stick?
Wow. Really reductive, Griffin. Sheesh. I think I was pretty clear about what was happening there. I disconnected Hatchet Man's hatchet attachment.
Right.
The cutting attachment, and because if I miss, I don't want this to be a big deal. Okay, that's all.
Is there any chance that the stick or handle of the hatchet is red? Just ask
it. Yeah, I mean, it is. It is, obviously, yes.
Okay.
So I'll throw the hatchet handle attachment at the legs of this guard to try to stop them.
Okay, give me a 48 roll.
Come on, Juice. Wow.
That's four failures. Man. Without
But that's why. But, like, guys, can we just say that is a two, a three, a three, a two? It's a huge failure. But
it's a very
symmetrical.
That man's
going to keep his feet.
Yeah.
That man's keeping his feet today. And I'm still a hero because of that, I think.
And it's two pair.
Without the hatchet attachment, the balance of the throw is way off. It goes flying wide. And knocks open the door to the containment room, making it easier for him to escape.
Goshua!
Redeem yourself, man! This is your chance!
I've always believed in you, Goshua, despite how many times I've vocally said that you can't do anything right.
Your belief sustains me!
And he's going to charge at the guard and attempt to tackle him.
Goshua!
Yeah. He got cowabunga. 2 sixes and a 7.
Yeah.
Joshua, you did it.
The most.
He tackles the guard and almost like roping a calf, right? In one smooth move, has like his hands bound in a zip tie behind his back, has his like baton and radio removed, and stands up and goes, time.
What do you mean?
How long? Were you guys timing?
No, man. You didn't say we should.
Oh.
4.7. 4.7.
A new record. Oh, and he sits down. Just
took it out of you, huh? Just that one thing. Okay.
This is a one act.
Yeah,
huh?
I get it.
I have not slept in like 36 hours, guys.
And you haven't contributed in 36 episodes. So happy that you finally did something, huh?
Okay, cool, man. Do you want me to cut him loose?
No. Can I tuck him into the cell that Gosh was?
You absolutely can.
Yeah. And cool. Fellows, don't look back. At chlorophyllosis.
Yeah, the muffling is getting.
It's
muffled. His upset sounds.
In vernacular, it's gnarly.
I'm gonna walk over and try to get him out.
Aw.
I can't have this on my conscience. I think that if we can have a lot of fun here, but I think leaving someone to be killed is not. Is simply not Abnormal's stuff.
So don't leave people around to be choked by plant ladies, kids. And yep. Now you know.
Making a choice in and of itself.
Might I suggest Griffin?
Yeah.
Blasting her with a splash pack.
Yeah, I was thinking, I say, Phyllis, I know you're probably struggling without water and sunlight and nutrients. Yeah. And I know that guy will probably give you some nutrients. What if I give you some water instead? Will you let him go?
Okay. Yeah, deal.
Okay.
You wouldn't happen to have, like, a sun lamp or anything, would you?
Sun lamp. Let me check my inventory. My inventory is completely empty. Jeez. I have nothing, Phyllis. But I can try to blast a hole in the wall for, like, sunlight to come in through.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Or, wait, there's just a window here. I open the window.
Wish we'd seen that before.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Window plus water. I think we'll do it.
Okay. I water chlorophyllis, and I would like to put the guard in the cell with the guy that.
Yeah. The vines release from the guard, and he says, "The things I've seen."
Yeah.
Please lock me away from her.
Yes, you'll be in here, Phyllis. We will definitely send someone for you, and I hope you get the help you need.
That's it.
That was the end of it.
That's it. That's it. Message. That's the whole message.
Okay.
Well,
you can see the...
Axelot goes over and checks the lock while we're done.
Yeah, she's secured in there.
Okay, good. I just want to double... Okay, good. All right.
You see another grate, you assume, leading to the next level. Over in the southeast corner. And Joshua says, I don't know that I have, that I'll be much help if I go with you, but I can if you want, or if there's something.
I share those same concerns, Gosh.
Okay,
why don't you keep an eye on chlorophyllis? I have this, like, pit in my stomach feeling that chlorophyllis is going to be our arch rival, like, next season. So if you could just keep an eye on that. And make sure that she doesn't escape, because that she scares the crap out of me.
Yeah. And, like, if she has someone to blame at this point, I'm pretty sure that is fully shifted to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then she'll team up with some big wrestler.
I promise. I'll keep her in her cell.
Oh, no. You're going to beef it, but that's fine. We got both other fish to fry. Let's go.
And you make your way through the grape. Hey, everybody, in case you've somehow missed it, Story and Song, the final graphic novel in our Adventure Zone Balance graphic novel series, comes out next week. You can pre-order it right now at theadventurezonecomic.com. If you pre-order from one of our indie bookstore partners, you'll get a book plate signed by one of us and Carrie. Book release event next week in Boston. Tickets are on sale now. It's going to be July 16th at 7 p.m. at the Chevalier Theater. Each ticket includes a signed paperback copy of Story and Song provided by Brookline Booksmith. And we have a special mid-month episode of Clubhouse on Tuesday, July 14th to celebrate the book coming out. And the regular monthly Clubhouse is still on the 21st, so check that out. We've got some new merch this month. There's a Trav Nation Centennial Magnet along with a bunch of other great stuff. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will also be donated to the Asian Pacific Environmental Network. So go check that out, macroymerch.com, and back to the show.
All right, we're over 70 episodes into our show. Let's learn everything. So let's do a quick progress check. Have we learned about quantum physics?
Yes, episode 59.
We haven't learned about the history of gossip yet, have we?
Yes, we have. Same episode, actually.
Have we talked to Tom Scott about his love of roller coasters?
Episode 64.
So how close are we to learning everything?
Bad news. We still haven't learned everything yet.
Oh, we're ruined!
No. It's good news as well. There is still a lot to learn.
Woo!
I'm Dr. Ella Hubber.
I'm regular Tom Lum.
I'm Caroline Roper, and on Let's Learn Everything, we learn about science and a bit of everything else too.
And although we haven't learned everything yet, I've got a pretty good feeling about this next episode.
Join us every other Thursday on Maximum Fun.
If you want to know what's going on in the world of movies, you should be listening to Maximum Film so we can tell you all about it.
Okay, but what if you already know what's going on in the world of movies? What if you're kind of obsessed with movies, like maybe you have a problem?
Well, then you should definitely be listening to Maximum Film, because we too have that problem, and it's important you know you're not alone.
We're talking indies you'll want to seek out.
Blockbusters and blockbusting wannabes.
Classics we can't get enough of.
I'm comedian and writer Kevin Avery.
I'm film critic Alonzo Duraldi.
I'm festival programmer and producer Drea Clark.
Together, we're Maximum Film. Smart about movies in Hollywood, so you don't have to be.
But if you already are, that's also great. And hey, we see you.
New episodes every week on MaximumFun.org.
Let's jump back down to the RCF lobby. The big rhino men charge at the closest one. That's going to be you, Loveless.
That sucks.
Yeah, attempting to plow right into you.
All right, so that's good. Honestly, it's been getting complicated controlling two characters, so
yeah.
I mean, this may be it, gang. Let's see.
Oh wow. Okay, so the first one, it's four hits. What's your damage reduction?
Two.
As Loveless? Okay, yeah, so you're gonna take two damage on that one.
Okay.
And then the second one is five hits.
And I block two?
And you block two. So that's
Loveless,
three damage on them.
Loveless goes down. I am at zero
hit points. Human Tortoise Shield is an ability that I have. One of my mono moves that I would love to deploy right now.
Go for it.
I mean, I'd love that too.
If I'm within 10 feet of an ally when they're attacked, he can attempt to place himself between them and the attacker, taking the attack on himself.
The symmetry of this moment I really like.
It's a beautiful moment. It's beautiful.
Okay, yeah, give me 68.
Oh my god, I've never seen so many green dice before. Good lord.
Wow!
Yeah, man. That, including a cowabunga, you got a 7, a 5, an 8, a 6, and a 6.
Jeez.
Like the flipping wind, you are able to jump between the second attacker and Loveless, and your damage reduction is 4.
Mm-hmm.
So you take one hit, but mostly from the concussive impact on your shield.
Guys.
And in fact, with that cowabunga, I'm going to say that 2 of the damage is reflected back at the rhino, who kind of takes that impact on himself upon, like, bouncing off the shield.
Excellent.
Where do I end
guys,
up?
Guys, I was wrong. Pacifism does work.
Where do I end up?
Well, it's a mixed bag, actually, is where I'm at right now. Sometimes you gotta be a pacifist, and sometimes you don't.
You are bounced back into the area of the kind of semicircular desk here with Lamar between you. Yeah.
Okay. With these two non-rhino guards.
Correct.
Who are out, right? Aren't they knocked out?
No, those two are still in.
I get knocked back, like, sort of into those two, and I look at one, and I say, hey, hold this for me? And I hand him, from my chemistry belt, a little ticking bomb, and I'm going to duck out of the way as it goes off and splats out a bunch of sticky glue foam.
Yes! Okay, give me a 5d8 roll.
Three successes, 8, 5, and a 7.
Yeah, with three successes, you are able to pull this off with aplomb. The two of them are stuck to the ground with sticky glue foam, and it lands upon their feet, pinning them to the ground.
Okay, great. I'm gonna look at Lamar and be like, "You got this, right? Like all the rhinos, you're good, right?"
Yeah, I'll just let him keep hitting me, man.
Okay, great.
No, wait, that's the other guy.
Hold on.
Yeah, I'll just let him keep hitting me.
Okay, great. I'm gonna use shell cover. Can pull limbs and head into shell to try to avoid attacks and other threats. Loveless being sort of the brainiest of the Greenback Guardians, I think kill him once, shame on you. So I'm gonna take a defensive position here, if that's okay.
Okay, so we're gonna hold on that and say that you've done that, and then you'll roll the 3d8 when the damage is done. Yeah, to see what you can deflect. Newton, you stand from having used your concussive shell force to knock out some dudes. You can see these four rhino guards to the north, two of them directly on Lamar, the other two kind of spread out more behind them. And it is your turn. What do you do?
Are the two robot guards still in play?
They are. They're knocked down. They're kind of struggling, like appropriately, turtles on their backs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Newton's going to use breakdancing to use his shell and extremely thick skull. He's real good at smashing stuff up and just crash right into the two rhinos.
Okay.
Which two rhinos? Oh. The ones that are attacking Lamar?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, that's a 68 roll?
Yes, it is. Gosh, I gotta have... What's some good breakdancing music?
You can't have a second character that requires music to do something.
Well, you wrote the description, pal.
Yeah, no, I actually just texted Matt Mercer, and he said you're not allowed to do that.
Okay,
so,
all right. Four successes.
And
two sixes, an 8, and a 5.
Yeah, with the cowbunga, you slam into the two on Lamar, like spinning the whole way. You pop up in your head. You're doing some amazing breakdancing moves that any break-in fan would be proud of. With that success, you knock them both away, giving you and Lamar some room to maneuver. Let's jump back up to the other boys. You find yourself in a fancy executive washroom.
Now we are talking.
Mm-hmm. There's a little like tray of mints and mouthwash on the sinks. You see like warm towel dispensers. There's a shower. There's a couple different urinals and toilets, including toilet specially designed to accommodate any abnormal with all 16 attachments.
Gross.
Roger grabs a handful of the mints and puts them in his pocket.
Gosh, I need to stop giving Dad a chance to scrounge.
Yeah. You gotta remember, Trev, you're playing like a role-playing game and Dad's playing an adventure game. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you're in the story. Dad's just like picking up whatever forks and cups he can get his hands on. He might combine those mints with a pulley and a rubber chicken
and then use that to disarm a nuclear bomb. I know, Justin.
Yeah, he knows.
LucasArts presents Abnormals.
No one understands. But the question is why? He's MacGyver.
Is there a shower in here?
There is.
Okay. We've been crawling through vents for a while. I'd say, I'm going to just freshen up real quick because, like,
I don't know, if this is going to be like a big standoff, like a big hero moment and make the news, like, I want to be my best. So
I'd like to hop in the shower real quick. And I guess okay. I can just kind of use the splash pad and just like open her up for like 4 seconds to just like really, really detail myself.
Anybody else want to use the bathroom or powder their nose or take a shower or anything?
I have a bad history in restrooms so far in this game. And I don't think I'm
so
ready
glad you said in this game.
Release.
Yeah, I'm
not ready to release.
Hey guys, I just need a second to moisten up.
And I'm just gonna moisten up.
Yeah.
My skin has to stay pretty moist. So
do you wanna conserve water by hopping in the shower with Navy or wait your turn?
No,
or?
I'd rather be in the sinks. I'd rather use the sinks.
Yeah.
Okay. Two sinks.
I would prefer
at the
that
same
as well.
Time to moisten up.
Well, then,
when I moisten up, I usually prefer two sinks at once for moistening.
Okay, then Roger's going to take a sneak peek outside. Just going
to
look
I'm
through.
Glad you didn't take a sneak Thank peek at me moistening up. Now, you would not have liked what you saw.
I had to add on to the rest of that sentence to save
yeah,
my
thank
mind.
You.
Just to kind of sunshine.
Whoa. I'm gonna do the butcher block and like
no!
you said.
It's not quite huh? right yet.
Butcher paper, butcher.
Yeah.
Just a butcher.
Bert is the butcher.
Okay, I'm going to do a butcher just to see what the scene is outside.
Okay, I don't see any skills that would help you with this, so just a 2d8 roll.
2d8 roll. One Jeez. And a one.
How are we looking out there, Raj?
I
you
don't
can't
see
get,
poop.
You can't get the door open. you're like pulling on it and it's a push door. Okay. And by the time you figure it out, the other two are done with their freshening up.
I would say two ones. I ought to get two practice makes perfect.
Nope, just right. the one.
All right.
Do we get anything for freshening up?
You feel good about yourself.
Okay, great.
Cool.
Let's.
It might come into play later. We'll see.
Okay. All right. Listen. Are we on the top floor? Can we tell? Is
yes.
there another? Okay.
This is the executive floor.
Gang, I just want you two to know that being a part of this team has really helped me figure a lot of stuff out. And I know that we're about to go into a pretty messy situation that is, if I'm being completely honest, definitely above our pay grade. But I wouldn't want to do that kind of heroic final mission with any two other abnormals. You guys are good eggs, and I'm ready to face the unknown with y'all.
Lyle probably was an egg at some point. Isn't that the way it works with Lyle?
Well, yeah.
Wait.
Do axolotls come out of eggs? I mean, they do in Minecraft.
Man. I don't remember, because I was like a baby, you know?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Do you remember
thank
the
you for your words.
Do you remember the moment of your birth, Roger? Because that's fascinating, if so.
Actually,
it's
I do.
Spiritual.
My mother was a Hereford, and, you know, all the Herefords gathered. No, I don't remember any of it. Not
okay. So not super germane to the moment at hand. Let's do our best out there, guys. It's all we can do, right?
You have become a natural leader, my friend.
Oh. And do you make your way out?
I mean, can I? Do you mind if I? Hey, listen, I do not want to be the type of guy that, like, has you feel like I have to check your work, but do you mind if I have a quick butcher's outside just to, like, sort of confirm your own butchers, just to double
well,
down on it?
I was kind of piling up the failure points, but take your shot.
Yeah, I would love to look through this door before we go through it.
Okay, go for it.
Cowbunga, 7-7.
Yeah, with a cowbunga, you can see the whole office. It's going to move us over there so you can see what we're looking at. So here you can see an executive, very fancy office, the main section of which is quite large. Opposite which you see a room separated off by three glass doors that are all currently closed. Inside, you see Carver strapped to a hospital bed with lots of machinery scanning him, an IV that is connected into his forearm, but you also see what has a similarity to almost like a dialysis or like something that someone would use for like plasma collection, kind of pumping in and out. There's some monitors set up in there, a couple different tables with different, you know, equipment and stuff on it. Otherwise, the office is unoccupied, but you can also see behind the desk, taking up almost the entire wall to the north, an aquarium. So your kind of general geography of the building would let you know that this area is about a third of the top floor, and then the aquarium behind it takes up the other two-thirds of the top floor with a giant glass partition separating the office from this huge saltwater aquarium teeming with life.
Above us or behind? I'm above the office or behind the office, you said?
Yeah, the north wall of the office.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
do we see any other people in here?
No, otherwise unoccupied.
All right, this is our chance. Let's get him, free him, regroup with the other guardians, and get the heck out of here.
Roger, we'll follow your lead, man.
Very well. Roger is going to, just before going through the door. We already know he sucks at butcher blocking.
We know exactly what's in that
room. Yeah, he got a cowabunga. What's in that room is what I told you.
Okay, Roger makes his way over to the cell and examines how the door is locked. Checks the mechanism.
Yeah, so without having to roll, I mean, you can see it clearly that there's like a key card swipe and a number panel next to it that it seems to be secured with some kind of like code or, a key card would get you in there as well.
Would the Halicar hack work to get past all that?
You could try.
I will try the Halicar hack. Pull out the pocket watch with a little cow face on it. Connect to the device, and I am going to use 2 time to shine dice.
Wow.
Excellent. That's a 5d8 roll to open this door.
Guys, I'm really tense about this. I'm very nervous.
Yeah, can I, as this is going down, can I take up sort of a Overwatch position, like here by the door, just in case anyone does kind of try to come in to... Now that I see that we've sort of got the all clear, I would like to sort of like be in position in case anyone else tries to come in through the south entrance here.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Juice, do you want to position yourself somewhere?
I'm in front of the aquarium.
Okay.
Blending in perfectly with the aquarium.
Oh, that is
wow,
brilliant.
That is a heck of a roll, Mac.
Yeah, 7, 8, 5, 7.
Yeah, with that 4 successes, including a cowabunga, you are able to hack in deftly into the security system here, and the doors slide open. The light remains green, and this kind of medical area is now open to you.
While I'm plugged in, while Roger is plugged in, is there any way that he can use this computer interface to check on the all the things that are plugged in to
I think since you got a cowabunga, if you want to roll again, you can, but the security system is not inherently connected to the medical system, so it's only going to be 3d8 to check.
Okay.
Wow.
2 sixes.
Yeah. So with another cowabunga, you are able to tap into this medical system as well, going through a complicated system of wires and diodes and whatnot.
God, Travis, your hacking lingo is like...
Yeah, really, man, you go really, through really all the good. Vacuum tubes, yeah, all the neon pipes.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And it's like in Bioshock where you have to connect the tubes together.
That's
to
hacking,
make the thing
flow
through. Yeah, you hack it real good. And you get a full readout that they're at like 95% of dissecting whatever this combination of radiation and chemicals in Carver's DNA is, that they are preparing the final test. But you are also, you get a readout detailing the latest test, and that combined with just now that the doors are open, you can see a glowing green burrito sitting on a table to the north of Carver in this clinical room, labeled test version 52. And a note in the medical record showing that they're getting close with this, but this only provides a beef up for an hour.
Is that a burrito in there? Oh, sorry, no. Can you get Carver out of there, Roger? We're, like, in defensive positions.
Yes, I think I can. Let me disconnect him, and then I'll just wheel him out on
great
the bed.
Idea.
What kind of condition is he in? Is he out of it?
Not great, but... it seems to be, and you found this out through hacking the medical records there, that IV that he's hooked up to is a combination of saline and a drug that is keeping him sedated.
I'm going to disconnect him and just wheel him back out into the main part of the office.
You pull the sensors and IV from him, and somewhere in the building, not too far away, you can hear some alarms start to beep.
Okay, that's the... hey, should we grab that magic burrito also? Because it looks pretty crazy. And
I'm surprised I haven't grabbed it already.
Yeah, I was going to say, I just assumed you would grab the magic burrito, what with your proclivity for grabbing stuff.
Actually, I'm going to take the burrito and throw it. Can I throw it to Axelisle? Because my hands are going to be pretty full moving the bed.
Baby, if there's one thing I could do, it's catch a burrito.
Okay. Do I have to do a move for that, Trav, or can I just toss it?
I'm going to say, as funny as it would be for you to fail and smack him in the face with a glowing green irradiated magic burrito, I'm going to say that you are able to toss it with little effort.
Okay.
And we are able to wheel Carver into here, and you hear footsteps coming from down the hallway.
Sorry, do I have the burrito now?
Yeah. You have the burrito now.
Okay, do I have to roll for Thrall?
No.
It's not,
but you do
balance.
Know that this burrito looks almost identical to the burrito from the Greenback Guardians origin story. What they are trying to recreate here. And the door slides open to the office, revealing the walrus.
Goo goo ga-choo.
And it is none other than billionaire philanthropist Walter Russell.
What?
What? Oh, what a turnaround.
Wait.
Oh, from before?
Walter Russell? Why didn't I put it together earlier?
Friends, I beg of you, don't spoil this twist for your fellow Taz Abnables fans. Please, do not reveal this secret.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.